Yeah, they said, that's what my mom used to tell us. Like, if you see Santa Claus, he'll spit in your eye. He'll spit his, because he chewed tobacco. He spit the tobacco in your eye.
Maybe she just meant the Santa that come to your house.
I swear to God.
Like, the nigga that bring your gifts chew tobacco.
Yo, he'll be the Santa Claus.
In his eyes. Where did she get that from? Why did she tell you that?
That's like a thing, though. Like, Google it. I promise I'm not crazy. And I promise my mama not crazy.
Santa spit on niggas?
Like, Santa spit in your eye.
Santa Claus chew tobacco.
Right, that's like... Santa, you can't put a naughty and nice list if you spitting on niggas. Like, come on, Santa. Get your shit together.
Santa Claus promote tobacco use.
Santa spits. Like, is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah, Santa spit in your eye.
Yo, that shit is real.
Told you.
All I just typed in Santa and an S and it said Santa spit in your eye.
Told you. Give me my respect.
I gotta do some research on this.
Try to look at my mom. I told my mom. My mom is crazy, but she ain't crazy on this one.
Oh, shit.
I love you, mama.
I ain't never heard that,
but that shit is wild that
Yeah, it's something else.
Don't give no origin of it though.
He come down the chimney, he has soot on his outfit, and he's spitting your eye. If you look at
him. He sound like a villain, bro. He don't even sound like.
None of this shit sounded like it's supposed like you want this to happen because some stranger as like Norwegian ass fat nigga come down your chimney and spit in your eye if you see him.
Giving presents and shit.
Fuck this.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that's really coming up when you click on it is some shit about Jesus fixing a blind nigga eyes.
What? Because Santa Claus spit in his eye?
I don't make the Googles.
This story goes deep.
Bro, you ever looked up what Yule is?
Say again?
Like Yule, you ain't be like Yuletide greetings and all that bullshit.
That means you get spit in your eye?
Nah, something about you. Like, dog, it's a whole lot of fucked up shit.
That's Soldier Boy. Man. Get out of here.
What?
That's Soldier Boy.
What?
Watch him Yule.
Who?
I see what she did there. I get it. I get it.
Black
it's
man
9/11. It's 9/11. What's the names all over again?
What?
Who said Big OJ from the hood?
Wait, this is episode 40? We gotta turn
it's
up 40.
Okay, 40 well, shit, well, let's drink some of this Coke.
You gotta pour some of that in there, some bourbon mash.
It ain't no mashed potatoes in this box.
It's in the freezer. You don't gotta drink nothing if you don't wanna drink.
You gotta make it super dramatic. They got some oranges and a cherry on here. Clearly Photoshop, but I mean.
That's what this supposed to taste like.
Photoshop.
I mean, do you, never mind.
Oh, this is whiskey.
I know what Photoshop tastes like.
It might be a cocktail that they make.
This special blend showcases the warm vanilla and subtle, what oaky notes of our bourbon mash whiskeys. Among the most flavorful and complex of the five unique whiskey recipes that comprise the extraordinary Crown Royal signature blend.
I feel like Crown Royal owe us something for this.
Yeah, I probably should have left out the Crown Royal part. Huh.
I mean, that's cool, but they just owe us
something. Shout out to Jill
Scott. Shout out to Jill Scott. I don't like that everybody like Jill Scott now.
I don't like Jill Scott more or less, honestly.
No, I mean, it wasn't like no, ooh, yeah, and now I like her more. It's like, ooh, yeah, she really freaky, I guess. Because I didn't know what she did there, but I guess she been doing
it. Is that
it.
Really freaky, though? Throwing the net.
I don't know if that's normal now, but you're a little bit younger than me. I remember there was a time when girls, like, didn't really suck dick.
I remember that time.
Huh?
I can remember that time.
Yeah, but like, now it's like... I don't know what it's like now, but like, it's a little bit different.
Like, oh, you don't let that nigga come on your face, bitch. You ain't
like, come on, like, relax. Man. You're making me uncomfortable.
Man, let me tell you. But, yeah, episode...
This is some very interesting ice.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, the people listening can't see the ice, but it's... I've never seen ice this way.
Because we some real G's over here. That's Crip ice.
I'm definitely respecting y'all Crippin' right now.
Should have had a blue cup.
All right, y'all got this Crip ice in a red bup.
Red bup. Shout out to Mup.
Oh, this shit ain't bad, though.
King Dirty Mup.
This shit ain't bad, though.
Got a lighter.
Do I got a lighter? Yeah, I got a... What? Of course. Why wouldn't I have a lighter?
In my coat?
In my car?
Oh, look, I'm talking shit, but it is a lighter in my coat.
It's a broke lighter, though, but this my car lighter, the one I leave in my car, because I know niggas ain't going to take it. And look at it, just saved the day.
It did.
I think it was like the other side. It's a celebratory event. We can't half step. Is this really the 40th episode while we prepping the celebration and shit? Like,
yeah. Oh, that's episode 39.
Oh, this 40. I don't be like, I just post it, you know, or when, you know what I'm saying? I just go in and make changes and shit. I don't never really pay attention to
it. You don't change the shit after I promoted it.
But I ain't know you had like already posted shit.
I sent you the links.
But I ain't know you put it online. I thought you would just send me like, okay, it's up. I didn't know that like all the shit all right. on there because I had to go edit it anyway. I ain't know you had already put it out.
Right. Word.
But yeah. I could have put it back.
Nah, I told you, if you ain't changing it, no, I don't care. Yeah. It was cool after that, I don't care.
Yeah. Today I was at the radio station and I did a mix. And I ain't gonna lie, that shit's jumping. But I forgot to get it out the system before I left the station.
So what that mean?
A couple of things. It could mean I could get it, but I just gotta get up there before my showtime next Friday. Or it's gonna erase once I go live. But the way my schedule's set up, getting up there during the week is not really, probably not gonna happen.
Look like you stuck, Chuck.
But I got the playlist in my history. So maybe I'll remake it and I'll drop it. But it was the clean versions of the song because it's a radio station. So maybe I'll redrop it with the dirty versions.
It's probably whack.
That's how niggas in the hood show love for real. They can't just tell you that shit. That nigga be like, man, fuck that nigga.
Hey, but what was I about to say? Oh, my because you gotta do this playlist for soft and wet radio.
Or, okay. It's only kinda sexual. I think that's a new tagline I'm using. Like, kinda. It's only kind of sexual.
I was going to drop a fire R&B playlist, but I also want to drop a fire ass.
We got to drop the drops, too, because, we be bullshit. Oh, yeah, it takes all of 10 seconds to do the drops.
I know, I had planned on doing it, but...
Let's do the drops today.
Like, I severely forgot, 17 times that I work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I don't work. I just found out if I work Sunday at my new job, that is double time. It make me want to work Sunday.
That's why they do it. And you don't go to church.
But I'm not going to work Sunday, though.
You might as well work one Sunday and it's going to change your life.
If they ask me to work Sunday, I'll work Sunday. But I'm not just going to volunteer my Sunday. But if they ask me, I'll do it. Maybe once or twice. Because
Thanksgiving weekend, bro.
Because that's a fair little wage, you know what I'm saying? Going there on a Sunday, work a little 10 hours at that rate, you feel what I'm saying? Who would say no?
Exactly.
Don't get a job at a plantation if you listen, because that's where I work, at a plantation, and I recognize that it's a plantation because the way they try to have you move around in that bitch, you gotta walk in the lines, I know that's a safety thing, you should probably watch out for the high lows.
I mean, that's probably because what is it short for? What is plant short for? Probably plantation, right? Not to sound like a hotel.
Oh, that shit is real. That ain't even like some woke shit. That just is what it is.
It ain't that crazy, because,
that's where product comes from.
They put the slaves on the, yeah, and
but
then...
Now, they pay you so much, or they willing they brought to pay you all so the much money niggas that from you the south. Be like, fuck it, I'll go back.
They brought all the niggas from the south during the, whatever they, did they call it the Great Migration, or whatever it was? When all the niggas came, that's how both sides of my family ended up here.
They took them out the field, and put them on the assembly line.
I mean...
Stay woke.
Niggas made that niggas getting retirement still. Hey, niggas living off their retirement, cause that nigga worked 300 years in that bitch.
Hey, I don't got it's niggas that work in that bitch. They done worked there 20 and 22 years. Nah, I honestly don't got 20 months for this job, but I'm get everything I can get out of it when I can, and then
I could see myself in the company I'm in now for 20 years.
In the company and doing the shit I was doing today is not the same.
Yeah. That's why I rephrased it. But
we didn't tell him where they was at. DJ Kobe, you can hit me up at DJ underscore Kobe. I'm on Twitter and Snapchat. Peep that 29. I'm about to redrop it. By the time this come out, a version of 29 will be out with an open third verse. So it'll be Roast Spit's first verse, my second verse, and then it's just gonna be space for a third verse. If you got 16, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and jump in. And then we do it like that. And then, I mean, it ain't like a competition or nothing like that, but.
It is a competition.
You'll have a DJ Kobe feature. Stay woker.
What?
You gonna put your verse down?
Yes.
I'm holding you to that. You told the people you was gonna do it, so now you got to.
Me and Cat.
I mean, Cat can ad lib, you know what I'm saying? He dropped his little meow, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga. So, woman at work brought me some catnip for Cat. And they got weed names.
Okay.
This shit is.
The catnip got weed names?
One of them is called Meowie Wowie.
Okay, I see what they did.
One of them is called.
Is it like infused with natural herbs?
I don't know. I put that shit, nigga. I opened the, like, cause she brought them in like sandwich bags in the side of a sandwich bag, and she it's like Skinny Pete or Skinny John catnip or some shit. But so, dude, we gotta stop giving niggas free promo. Fuck it, skinny, it's like a skinny, local. Whoever you are, skinny catnip niggas, holla at us. We'll run y'all ads. But just send me the catnip. But she gave it to me in sandwich bags inside of a sandwich bag. So I opened the the main sandwich bag where all the other sandwich bags were located, and just I do like I normal do and just let Cat smell it. This nigga just started like meowing, but like turned his head like this. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that nigga. He was on that shit.
So I took the Meowie Wowie because I wanted to see what that one did. Because, I turned on Kid Cudi. I should have recorded it. I turned on Kid Cudi and I sprinkled some on the carpet. And, like, he started, like, messing with it. And I was, like, rub it on him. And that was did it. Like, I rubbed him and that nigga went to the moon.
I'm trying to see what's the ingredients on this shit. Because the bottle that it comes in suggests this shit is meow. Meowie
Wana
catnip?
No, it's
called
Meowie Wowie.
Meowie Wana Meowie Wowie catnip. Say that five times fast.
I can't. Is it made by Skinny Pete?
Don't say
or Skinny that. Skinny John or Skinny something. Skinny May?
Meowie Wana jar of buzz catnip. They got the calico. It's by.
The other one was Peruvian Pink.
No,
it's by
Meowie Wana.
No, that ain't it then. But the other one was Peruvian Pink.
That shit sound like some good $20 G.
Nah, tell me that. I don't know. She gave it to me in a sandwich bag. That shit like some
cat dope. So yesterday, I go to work. I go to work at 5:30 in the morning. So I put Rossi in the cage around, I want to say we left at 5. So Pete.
Who am I supposed to be Googling? Oh, Skinny Pete.
We get off work at 2 o'clock. I come home. I open the door. Rossi runs up to me. I say to Lex, how the fuck did she get out the cage? When I put her in the cage, I locked it. The way you put it, like the way the door shuts is it raises up. You got to set it down in a little track and then you lock it. So it's no way that I'm by mistake, didn't lock it. Because it's a whole process you got to go through to lock it. Mm-hmm. When I get home, she's out of the cage. I don't know how she got out the cage, but she's out this cage. And she been out this motherfucker for a long time. Now, if we all just in the house, she won't go in Lex's room. She'll walk right past, she'll go to the door, look in, but she won't go in. She took the biggest shit in this nigga Lex's room. She done pissed on the steps. Like, she done ripped this paper up. I don't even know where she finds this paper that she always managed to rip up. But she done ripped the paper up all over the place. I'm like, dog, you about to become an outside dog so fast.
Because this shit is getting ridiculous. Now you breaking out the cage and shit. So now when I put you in the cage, I got to turn it towards the wall in case you pull how'd some more shit. I don't know how she got out. That's what I don't know. Because it's not like that's she could just bang against the damn door and it'll just open to some shit.
That's the three that she gave me.
Yeah, this shit. See, what does pharmaceutical grade do? Like, what does that mean?
Pharmaceutical.
What does that mean, though? Peruvian it's for pink.
People with fur.
Man, I need this. Man, I need to see the ingredients.
It's one part Molly, one part catnip.
Oh, yeah. See, this shit look like it's for cats. That other shit look like some dope. Well, this kind of look like some dope, too.
Don't we know somebody that smoked catnip before?
Man, I can't even speak on it. But we do. We do. And that's unfortunate because I would rather you just smoke a pound of Regs. It ain't even necessary. And it's fucked up because the way that it was presented to me, I'm driving. I'm picking kid up from his crib. We about to go to my house because we about to smoke. Like actual weed, not catnip.
He's about to try and get you off the nip.
Nah, cause I had the weed, so I knew I had some real weed. So while we driving, he's about to spark this up.
About to get you off the nip too.
It wasn't a match thing, cause he said he didn't have no herb. We were just about to smoke. So I go pick him up. While we driving, like I'm about to spark this up. I'm like, hey, bro, I ain't really riding legit like that. Don't spark that shit while we driving. We about to pull up, and then it's nothing. He like, nah, it's cool. Cause this ain't weed. I'm like, shit, what is that? You know, like some tobacco or some shit? You about to smoke a Rello? He like, nah, it's catnip. I'm like, nigga, you, what? But now I'm confused as fuck.
What?
I'm like, what you mean it's catnip? He like, it's catnip.
No,
it's
we not good, weed. Cause
like, this ain't that. It's not weed, and it give you a little buzz.
He hit you with the this ain't that?
I'm like, you on some other shit, bro.
You just call him Patch?
No, I didn't call him Patch, but I've definitely, when it's time to smoke, I ask him now.
Like, as a like joke or, like, for real? Like
that nigga for real smoked that shit, so I be for real. Like, what we smoke?
I guess it's a fair question.
He makes black and mild in his weed. It's not really outrageous that he mixes tobacco with the weed. A lot of places do that. Mad other countries. It's actually fairly common. However, black and mild. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
And people made fun of me because I just used to drink OE.
I mean, that's just beer. All beer is nasty. So
I'm just saying. I got the most shit because I used to need to show up with fucking, you know, 40s of OE. And y'all got niggas out here mixing tweeds with the black and knees.
I mean, I done stuffed the black before.
You listen to Sada Baby?
I try not to. When I do,
why?
It's just not my thing.
Hey, man, he remind me a lot of like Pimp C, man, like Pimp C, like Lord Infamous.
I used to be that dude that I used to talk shit about all these
Project Pat niggas
that rap off beat and all this other shit. I fuck with Project Pat for sure.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, you know, because it's funny as hell, man. Like, this shit is hilarious.
No, I get it. Like, I can watch Sada, but I'm not just gonna like ride around listen to that shit.
I did.
I like that shit that he got with Oba though. I think he fuck Oba up and Oba my man.
That nigga said, shoot up your. He said, yeah, shoot up your Ken Sierra, fuck your get together. That's the line of 2018. That shit was so, that verse is hilarious, bro.
No,
I was pissed because I couldn't find the lyrics. We would have been done Sada Baby lyrics, but you can't find them.
This nigga 21 Savage.
21 Savage is funny like that.
Slaughter Gang, we came to shoot your kick back up. That's the only reason y'all came, my nigga. This a kickback. This not the club. We just here chilling. You just came to shoot the bitch up? Like, is it a nigga in there y'all beefing with, or did y'all just come to shut shit down?
That's hate.
I see niggas having a good time, and I ruined it. That's how that nigga came to the scene. Like, nigga, we just came to shoot this bitch up. That's
time,
and then we out. You know what I'm saying? We gonna lick shots, and then we slide.
Why was he so mad at others enjoyment, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hater, man. Dang. Y'all niggas champion DMX, and he a king hater.
Did he just get out of jail?
I don't give a shit.
I think he just got out of jail.
He come try, oh, he don't got no money, huh? He come try and kill me, he gonna, oh, well, never mind, DMX, I apologize. Don't come beat me up, because I'll shoot you.
DMX will probably dig the bullet out.
He gonna bark and I'm gonna shoot him again.
Bark at you and throw the bullet. Be like, get at me, dog.
Cat, get him. And that's where it's gonna end. It's like cat gonna roll around the catnip.
Cat don't do shit no more. That fiend ass tip over you.
And now he do it right into the puddle of catnip.
That nigga just gonna fall over and it's gonna be a big dust cloud of catnip fly up in the air.
That nigga ain't slept in that bed in how long? Nigga, I put that shit in that bed, rubs on him up. That nigga ain't been ain't looked at me since, cause that nigga stay away from me, stay where the catnip at now.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Hey, do catnip work for dogs? I'm gonna get Rossi's.
On that Rossi thing, it said dog ease or something.
Bro, when
like
I
that.
Left, I had to like beat her, put her in the cage. Not on some Mike Vick shit, but I had to put her like it was. She was like
Mike Vick didn't do that.
This is what I'm gonna start doing when she get the nutting up. I'm gonna put her in front of TV and I'm gonna play like Mike Vick highlight reels for her.
She just gonna see a phenomenal football player.
Doggy trauma.
But she's gonna see a nigga juking the fuck out of niggas. He gonna be like, ah, she gonna aspire to be. And that's what's gonna be bad, because if you run outside, she gonna juke the shit out of you. And you gonna regret it.
Alright, she not gonna juke the shit out of me.
Yes, she
and
is.
Now I'm gonna tell you why. Because them three dogs on the other side of the fence be having her shook as fuck.
She gonna grow. She gonna shake all that shook shit off.
She absolutely gonna grow it. Like, in maybe another month, she gonna be bigger than all of them niggas.
And that's what's gonna. She gonna turn into
and they all
savage.
They all male dogs too, so they gonna be trying to fuck. Y'all gonna want some pussy?
I'm gonna let her listen to Sada, baby. We gonna turn up.
It's one like little ankle biter over there. She'll mangle that little nigga right now.
Especially when she off that Sada, baby. You know he a werewolf. That's gonna awaken her her inner.
I be letting her listen to that dog music on YouTube.
Let her listen to DMX. Maybe don't let her listen to DMX.
Come on.
She gonna ruin all your good times.
She's pretty good at going to the bathroom outside. I feel like she'll just start shitting everywhere.
Ruining your good time.
Listen to DMX.
And barking.
Yeah, that's what she don't do right now. She don't bark a lot. And then this nigga DMX will have her all on the tip. I don't need that type of influence in my dog's life. So what's the topic, sweet?
Where I think we should start with the teacher that got exposed over $140.
Okay, what's the story before I get
out? You know what? Talk about something, because I'm gonna look up the actual post, because it's a longer post than what the pictures show.
I feel like in 2000, well, we're in 19 now. I feel like it's way more teachers fucking than it used to be.
Like, oh Lord,
who mom is that?
I don't know.
Is that Sparkle?
Well, go back. And this is what girls do on the internet. Like, would you? That could. My girl couldn't be on the internet doing that. But, like, my joint could.
That's not all of them. Nobody else is profiting off of this, though, right?
But. You whack as fuck if you paying to see a girl suck a popsicle. You weird.
Sober.
Today I was at work, and I was going in the break room, and I was going to get my jacket. And as I walked past the table, it was this guy. He was sitting there, and he was eating a sandwich. He had his arms on, he's at his elbows on the table, and the sandwich up to his mouth. He had his table between his elbows. I gotta paint the picture this way so y'all can know what went down. He had the phone between his elbows, sitting on the table. And when I walked past him, it's a girl on the screen holding her ass open. And it's loading. So I know exactly what I saw when I walked past it. So I go to the coat rack. I'm putting my coat up and shit. I just turn to look at him. And now he got he trying to put his sandwich down over the screen. So nobody see what's going on. I'm like, you a nasty nigga, bro. Like, you doing this shit right here in the cafeteria. Like, what tip do niggas be on? Like, what is your mood right now on a Friday in the cafeteria with this girl ass open at the table?
I mean, I wouldn't. But, all right, so you ain't never.
Never what?
I had to learn what the colors mean on Snapchat.
What colors?
So, like, when
the pictures?
When you get a red one, that's a picture, and you might can open that one in the elevator. But so it's a purple one, you don't really know when you open that bitch in the elevator.
I mean, in the elevator, you should stab a nigga's phone. And I wasn't really like, you know what I'm saying, peeping dog scene or whatever. Saying, but I was just walking past, and I just seen girl.
I'm saying maybe that was a purple Snapchat, and he just happened to open it, and you just happened to catch it right at that moment.
I don't think that was Snapchat, but I didn't stick around to look. See. That shit was loading, though, bro.
I remember I was at the laundry.
Snapchat low before you click on it.
It's probably like 6 or so years ago. And I just had my Instagram open. I was like eating a sandwich or something. You know, sitting there, my Instagram just sitting like this.
Yeah.
It might have been a chick with like a bikini on or something. This woman like walked past, I guess like she had like been looking at my phone for a minute. And she was like, something, that's porn. I was like, I just looked up at her. At first, I was saying that. She's like, that's porn you're looking at. Like, it's Instagram. She's like, no, that's porn. Like, it's Instagram. Like, she has on clothes. She has on a bikini. Like, but why are you trying to do this to me right now? Like, if I uppercutted you right now, I would be wrong.
Yep.
I'm just sitting here eating, minding my business with Instagram.
So what if it was porn? Like, I ain't judging, dog. It's just like, you wild. Like, right here? Like...
Yeah, I mean, right, I'm not saying it ain't wild, but
he didn't even pick a spot in the corner. Like he like right here where everybody got to come past. Like he said.
But do you me. So in the? Don't answer that.
I'm just saying.
I
just thought he could have been just a little more discreet about it.
I'm not because
he tried to hide it later, so he cared that people would just see.
I don't watch porn at work, but I definitely open my Snapchat at work. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's considered porn.
I mean, if you want to have this conversation?
No.
All right, so we won't.
Yes? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I just think dog was wild.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but you know, I don't know the context of the situation. We'll never know.
But yeah, as far as a dog fucking a teacher, I think it's way more teachers fucking now than it was.
Been teachers fucking.
No, I'm not. It was definitely teachers fucking before. I think it's way more teachers fucking now. Or it's just way more kids that got loose lips.
Yeah. But this one is about, this is from Say Cheese Digital. It says, official documents revealed in alleged.
Wait, is that your source?
Huh?
No.
Official documents revealed an alleged sexual relationship between a Tennessee high school math teacher and a 16-year-old student was exposed by the teen when the teacher refused to pay him $140. The records obtained Wednesday by WHBQ included screenshots of 240 text messages between Jasmine Edmonds, 24, and an unidentified Tresvant High School student. In one of these messages, the teen alludes to their tryst when he mentions an alleged bet they had. You said we had a bet, and if you lie on our little secret, going to be out there. The message said, that's not a threat, it's a promise. Another message read, the text continued. Then you not trying to answer or text back. I got proof of everything, so $140 tomorrow or your career over on my grandma. Back in March 2018, the teen was expelled from the high school for throwing rocks at Edmonds' car. Other records show release of Tennessee State's Board of Education also included a statement from the high school student basketball coach who said he saw Edmonds waiting for the teen after practice. All right, I don't care about none of that other shit. All right, you fucking kids, stop. But this little nigga, when I discovered this story, my mind went, that would have been the last place my mind went. If I'm fucking a teacher, I ain't even... That little nigga, something is wrong with these kids, man. He way too, like, whoa.
Okay, so this how
he listened too much Migos. I bet the Migos taught him that. No. I'm not saying he wrong either. Let me say that. I'm not saying he wrong, because get your coins, King.
Okay, so. Teacher played herself.
She did.
Because. Okay, y'all doing whatever y'all doing. It's not right, but y'all doing it, right? So, obviously, you don't want this to come out. $140, the kid probably wanted, like, some shoes or something in it.
Because it ain't going to stop there. She probably didn't have it. No, but look, though.
So, now, really, the teacher was in a bind, for real. Because I'm fucking this kid, and I don't want people to know about it. But this kid is trying to extort me.
by threatening all the, like, I'm going to drop the
tape. That little nigga is psycho anyway. So like, he was throwing rocks at her car and shit. Like, what you wilding, kid?
He was probably, I mean, I don't know the reason why he was throwing rocks at his car. I can't say that he was wrong. But what I can say is that the teacher played herself. She why did. Wouldn't you give the kid the money?
Because it ain't going to stop there.
It's not going to stop there, but shit.
She shouldn't have been fucking the nigga anyway.
She shouldn't have.
She was going to buy her time.
She shouldn't have. But, nigga, it you know what this there. Is now. Like, what you mean?
And this is how it ends.
That little nigga going to get an extortion charge. I'm definitely countersuing.
He need counseling.
That little nigga's ill because he wicked.
Yeah, he wildin'. He probably felt like he was the nigga after he dropped that
hell
shit.
Hell yeah, he did.
Well, you know how many court dates you got to go to now?
What's the deal? Once again, I'm not saying he's wrong at all, but just people who do shit to just expose people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
When you was in high school, what teacher were you a fuck?
I don't think it was a teacher there I would have smashed. But a sub, I would have smashed. And I don't really...
We had a permanent...
Miss Guthrie. She was short. She had a big old booty. And she was like, you could tell, like, she was, you know, like, she was, like, a young person. Like, she was, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they used to have, like, the students versus...
It was a couple of them subs where it was like, bitch.
The student. She was a permanent teacher.
You gotta be, like, 22. She was a permanent teacher in middle school. Like, you feel me?
But in high school, she was, like, a sub, I think. But we had, like a teachers versus student basketball game. And she was, like, juking niggas and, like, laying up and being pumped. You know, like, you could tell, like, she was, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, probably Miss Gunn.
Seems like a...
You'll probably smash Miss Cotter.
Ah, be Miss Cotter ass.
B.C. Cotter.
Man, fuck Miss Cotter. If anybody listening to this know Miss Cotter personally, and she out here, she thriving in the world, pull up on that bitch and tell her DJ Kobe, Jamal Gardner said, fuck you, Miss Cotter.
Why, man? Even though it is fuck Miss Cotter.
Fuck Miss Cotter, this bitch. Let me tell you
she something. She tried to expel me from making a fish jump out the fish tank.
Okay, you was on tip.
No, I wasn't.
But I wasn't. Listen. So we taking a
dumbass
test.
Dumbass fish did it.
So we taking a test. You know what I'm saying? I'm being studious and shit, doing my work, not bothering nobody. But I got my phone plugged up in the back of the class. Now, my shit ain't ringing. It ain't jumping off the line. None of that shit. It's just plugged up. So she doing her teacher shit, walking around, making sure niggas ain't cheating. I wasn't cheating because my phone was plugged up in the back of the class. So... She walked past me to the area where my phone is plugged up at, grabs the phone, slides it in her pocket on some little creep shit, but she didn't unplug it. So when she tried to slide back past me, I seen the cord hanging out her pocket, and I grabbed it. So she grabbed the phone and run in the back office, lock my phone in the back, and then say I can't get my shit back. I'm like...
Like forever or until?
Until she decided I could get my shit back. I'm like, nah, that's not how we about to do this shit because it's not... Like, you didn't... Like, okay, yeah, I wasn't supposed to have my phone and I had my shit out and I was charging shit. 100. Take my phone. But the way you took my phone, you not taking my phone from me. Like, you trying to steal my shit. You done tried to hide my shit in your pocket and then leave with it. So if I wouldn't have noticed that my shit was hanging out your pocket, my shit just would have been gone. So I got on the tip. I got on the tip. So she locked my shit in the back. She done called the office and shit. So while she in the back, locking my shit in the drawer and shit, I done grabbed her glasses.
Yes.
So she got my shit.
Wait. You said I was on the tip. Wait.
No, I'm saying she fucked with you because you was on the tip already. I got on the tip because she was on the tip.
It was all the circumstance without context. No, nigga, you was wildin'.
How I was wildin'.
I'm not saying you was wrong, but you was wildin'.
Cause my phone was fucked up.
You took her glasses, nigga.
She took my phone. I was perfectly willing to give her shit back once she gave me my shit back. And I would've left. Like, it ain't even, like, I'm done with this bitch ass test. Fuck this test. Like, I'll leave. It ain't shit. But you gonna give me my shit. So she done called the office and shit. Meanwhile, I done threw her glasses in the trash whole time because I ain't about to have the merch on me when the police come. So they come, they take me. They like, you got the woman glasses? Like, I do not got this lady glasses.
She calling and shit like, he has my glasses still. So they done checked me. I don't got the glasses and everything. So I'm like, yeah, nigga, I ain't got the glasses. The whole class seen me put them bitches in the trash. And that's when I knew it was real niggas in the world. Because nobody in the class told that bitch that I put the glasses in the trash. So they bring me back to the classroom. They like, so what'd you do with her glasses? I'm like, where my phone at? She going to back, get a phone. Get a phone to the hall monitor, though. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. Because I know the hall monitor going to give me the phone when we get to the office anyway. I'm going home, clearly. But I'm going to get my phone back. So that's all I wanted in the first place. So I'm like, man, your glasses right here. It ain't nothing else in the trash. It ain't like I threw it in, like, some garbage or no shit like that. It was just an empty waste basket. So I give her shit. They give me the shit. They tried to kick me out for, like, 10 days.
What's the longest you ever got kicked out of school?
I got kicked out one time.
I got in a fight.
I got kicked out for 10 days, and then I came back, and they tried to kick me out again for the same shit. I'm like, man, y'all can't do this. Like, I done served my time already.
I got a whole lot of in-house. I think I got kicked out once in high school.
I only had in-house twice.
I had
in-house, but that shit was like prison, times. Bro. That shit was like prison.
It all depends on who was in there. Ironically, Miss Mary, shout out to Miss Mary.
I ain't had in-house at Northern.
I had in-house. I stayed in in-house. Well, I ain't gonna say that, but I got a lot of trouble.
The times I had in-house, like, I would have rather got kicked out for real.
Because I got...
It ain't even no windows in that bitch where they had us at. That shit was like jail, bro. It was like just all bricks. It was cold. It was in the basement.
No, it was just like a beige-ass yellow.
Nah, this shit was jail. This was a real chokey they was putting. it was like 12 niggas in there. It was like 6 seats. Like, this shit a real jail.
I was in the chokey. That's what we named this episode. DJ Kobe was in the chokey.
Whole chokey action. Niggas know
whole chokey action. There you go.
That's the episode. Yes. Whole chokey action. Nah, but that shit wasn't no fun.
Why,
man,
the you fuck can't was even get no house detention to chokey?
Because it, like, bro, that shit was. Man, okay, so did you ever go to Edison when it was open?
No.
Okay, so when you go in, okay, say you go in, like, okay, all right, oh, the end of your street, right?
Yeah.
If you go in them doors right there, like right here at the end of the street, that's the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, okay, from the door, you make a right. And it's like make a left, and it's like another quick right. And then in the back, they had some vending machines. And then in the back of that, that's where they had in-house. Now, back there, it was just like, it was a heater and brick wall all the way around. It was hot down there. It was musty. It was the worst of the worst, kids. I'm like, how did I land myself here twice over some little petty bullshit? Like, these niggas is down here, they done... did all type of shit, like, and I'm just in here with these niggas. You can't talk, you can't look at niggas, you can't go to sleep. You just gotta sit here. You get your lunch, you gotta come eat that shit in here. It's really jail. you don't want to do this shit. You would rather get kicked out for real. That's probably why they shut the school down, because they had niggas in jail. And then we had them longer school days anyway.
Bro, if I ever get some money, I'm opening that school up.
You gotta do so much renovations in there.
I don't care. Hopefully I have enough money.
Gang, gang.
There's windows in it.
It's got a lot of windows in it.
Oh, you mean like some new windows?
Yeah. Whatever's gonna be need renovating.
Oh, man. I wanna go on the inside of that bitch, see what it's like. I know it stank. We had like shot a little video in the back, and the glass was broken the door. So, like, if you peek your head in, the smell just hits you in the face. It's just like, because the windows be busted, it just be raining in there, shit in there moldy as hell.
All right, maybe I wouldn't. You know what? I'd knock it down and build something over it then.
I mean, it's bricks. Like, once you take all that other shit, it's still a brick building. The building is solid.
Knock it down and build it on top. And I have,
it's just
like,
glass and shit.
I have, like, give my IP for this idea.
Got asbestos in
it. I would have.
I mean, all my niggas got asbestos.
And this got to be with, like, of course, if I had like the mega, mega, mega joint when I'm getting like hundreds of millions of dollars, but I would build this, you know, whatever, and then it'd be like a metroplex. Because in the middle, it'll be like the gym,
mm-hmm.
and the gym would be like the like a center. Cause I'm gonna take up the whole block just about. I'm just gonna leave enough room for the parking lot. Cause everything else gonna have to be just on top of each other. So it's gonna have like the gym.
You're talking about up here, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's gonna be the gym, be the track and the football field, right. And also the basketball court, mm-hmm. All in one.
Okay, I like the idea, but I don't know if it's enough land.
I think it's enough, like wide enough, and I'll be just going up from there.
Well, yeah, if you're going up, then yes, yeah, it's mad room. I don't know. I'm not knocking it. You got to put Chick-fil-A in that bitch, though.
In the elevator.
Yes, and it's going to be called. And
Chick-fil-A in the elevator? And you can, nigga, that's wavy, right? That's it.
And you can have your pet there.
Oh, God. Because Rossi going to need to run. You feel what I'm saying? She about to be on her own little slave program.
If it's a lizard.
You got to put that bitch on a leash. Because you can't just be having a lizard.
You know what? I take that back. You can't bring pets.
I'm about to register Rossi as a fucking service animal.
Can I put cat as a service cat?
Probably.
But they going
to
think you
retired. It just depends on some places require like a doctor to, you know what I'm saying, certify it or whatever. So I don't know how they can certify it, but.
For so long. Well, I don't go to the doctor either, so let me put that out there.
But, you should probably do that.
I do, but I don't.
Got me some insurance. That's why I'm talking like I be going.
I mean, I've been had insurance. I do, but I don't at the same time. But like, for this specific reason, I'm about to go to the doctor. I'm about to get me a handicap sticker.
Oh, God. Like, bro, I'll be pulling up at work, and I'll be like, nigga, it don't even be no handicap niggas parking
exactly. At all.
Like, bro, it's not like I'm taking this spot from somebody.
I'll be battling for, like, these real good parking spots every fucking morning, like, literally.
You know I've how seen early it. I would have to go to work if to I get pull a good
up,
parking
exactly,
spot?
Exactly. If I pull up at 8:03, I might get a parking spot, but whatever remaining parking spots, I see them get taken all in a matter of a few. It's like zoom, 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 zoom. And like it'd be six of them gone just like right behind.
Bro, I got to pull up at like 3:30 if I want to get a good parking spot in my job. I don't work until 5:30.
Ooh,
yeah. It's a shift that start at 4. So I got to get there before them niggas.
Yeah. Nah,
it ain't even worth it.
But with that motherfucker? Chris Brown, I don't think he raped nobody.
No, and it's not because he Chris Brown that I don't think he raped nobody. It's people online talking about y'all think just because girls want him that he can't rape. No, I don't think that at all. I just don't think he raped nobody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he did, but I don't know.
Oh no, that's wild to get locked up abroad for some wild shit like that though.
But it just sucked it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, but like with the little kid exposing, even though I'm still not saying he wrong, but it's like, it's not illegal to have consensual sex. It is illegal to fuck a child.
Yeah.
So, but if I'm just out here chilling, you know what I'm saying, you just want to come fuck with Chris Brown and suddenly I raped you. Like, why were you even here? You know what I'm saying? Why'd you even do that? Like, why is that on your, why is that the agenda here? Will you come and say that I raped you? You know what I'm saying? You been listening to DMX? You saw us having a good time and you ruined it?
I just want to say that this shit that you got me drinking.
I ain't got you drinking that goddamn. You got yourself drinking that.
But you said I had to get it.
I didn't say you had. Oh, I did. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Mick said that.
It was said. And this shit has got me in the vibe.
I think you was hearing things.
I got somewhere to be at 9:30 in the morning.
You'll make it.
I'm going to be there on time. Maybe. Maybe a couple minutes behind, but.
How much did you go?
Huh?
How much did you go?
So like right here.
Anybody tell you to pull that much?
That's a lot. That's a little more than a shot.
If you talking about you vibing, you might not make it at 9:30. That's on you.
I'm gonna make it. See, think about liquor. Like I don't know. It don't turn me up the way it do people. Like that should make me sleepy.
It don't really turn me up.
I'll be dragging it. I just be riding around listening to Headbusters all day.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink and drive.
Nah, nigga, you ain't gonna be drinking and driving.
Anywho, Chris Brown ain't with nobody. Right?
No. And they released him with no charges. The media gotta stop promoting shit. You think it might have been a cash grab? Hell yeah, I think it was a cash grab.
I'm talking about for the police department. They never heard about that? Like if you go to a town, yeah, they send a girl in, you know, whatever, woom woom, you got 250, you know what I'm saying? You release you with no charge, you know what that woom woom. Yeah.
That shit foul. But I can imagine it happens that way all the time, actually.
That's gotta suck.
To get finessed by the people.
And that's gotta be frightening because like I always like I make the joke on Twitter a lot and say if I ever get famous, I'll probably have an Instagram girlfriend. Like when I go like a cold ass Instagram girl. I forgot what I was about to go with this story too, so somebody else can take it over.
YOLO. I don't know, man. I just don't think that Chris Brown out here raping people. Yeah. It just don't, like, that don't even make sense to me. Without, you know what I'm saying, getting deep into whatever the story was. This shit just don't, it don't even sound like, what? Not to say that, you know what I'm saying, he's not capable of doing that if he decided to.
Yeah, anybody can rape somebody. Yeah. Do you feel as though? I'm not gonna, because we can't play that way, so I'm not gonna do that. But by the definition of the law, I've been raped before.
Should have went to the law. You should have went to the law.
No, because I wanted it. I'm not about to make that joke.
Well, as long as it was consensual.
I didn't consent, but that was the plan.
But they did it to you while you was in your hospital bed?
No. Hell. Maybe I woke up to some head.
One time, maybe like three times.
You can't do consent in your sleep.
No, I didn't. That's right.
You can't say stop in your sleep neither.
Oh yeah.
But don't be like necking people up in their sleep.
I mean,
can they give consent before they go to sleep?
Yeah. Send a text like, if the mood strikes, I consent.
That way it's in writing. It's like a contract.
Huh?
It's like a contract. Yeah, you got a transcript of it.
Mm-hmm. Paper trail.
Did you consent to it?
One time I was drunk and I passed out.
So let me ask you this. When did you realize that maybe you had been assaulted?
When I woke up and...
What made you not call the authorities and report this incident?
Because that was, that was the plan. That was what we was doing.
If she would have felt that way when she woke up, she would have...
Your life. I would imagine so.
You would have been... You think you're in shambles now? You think you've seen shambles? You won't even know shambles.
Because you ain't gonna get shit from lying on me. So...
It's all out of
Yeah, just inconvenience your life for a little while. Because I'm going to drop a charge. Just that's how they feel. Fuck that.
What if somebody had to speak for me. Because I got a lot of real attractive, homegirls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really grabby or nothing like that, so.
I mean, no do mean no.
It does.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen to you. Would you... Okay, so what would it take for you to report an incident?
If it was somebody who I wasn't attracted to and I would not have sex with.
And then what? Like, they had sex with you and you woke up in your sleep and she was giving you...
Like, let's say Porchella 2019.
Okay.
This
just theory. This not real, guys.
I'm going to... Who? I'm trying to think. Who would not let suck my dick? Let's think about that. Ellen. If Ellen was like,
I'll definitely let Ellen showed up give me the
to,
top.
Showed up to Porchella 2019, and I'm in here passed out, and I wake up and Ellen is sucking my dick. I'm calling the cops. Ellen raped me. I want $17 billion. And she stole my idea for her TV show. I'm going to put that out there, too. She didn't, but I'm just going to lie about it like everybody else do. Does he go to sleep?
No.
Yeah,
I was thinking. I was thinking, but it wasn't about what we was talking about.
What you think about?
I don't remember now that we're talking about it.
This nigga.
Good Johnny Walker.
Don't blame that.
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm definitely under the influence, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not. I'm above the influence.
I mean, just maybe you need another drink.
Up with hope, down with dope, DJ Cole.
No, I'm not off dope. What do they consider dope? Like
anything you can overdose on.
Well,
I mean, shit, you can overdose on water.
The guy said no dope on Sunday. Rapped about selling weed, so
you can sell story, weed on a Sunday.
Yeah, yes, weed on. I mean, yes, dope on Sunday. I post that often.
No, but I'm saying though, is weed dope?
In the context of his album, yeah. I mean, it's other dope as well.
So what if I need weed on Sunday?
Yes, dope on Sunday.
But it's no dope.
Yes, dope on Sunday.
What about Tuesday?
Yes, dope on Tuesday.
But so it's like basically yes, dope every day.
Yep.
Fuck it, dope.
Except for a day you got to drop. If you got to drop or something,
you know that.
I mean, niggas do everything to pass a drug test,
And I'm about to tell you why. This is why niggas would rather go through the process of trying to pass a drug test than just get.
I'd rather not smoke than handle fake people.
But listen to me, though. I don't disagree with you. But you know how long it would take for me to not have no weed in my test?
How long you think?
A long time.
How long?
Months.
2 months? Three?
Maybe. At least two.
Maybe drink. I was out of vinegar. I was going to flush. Nice.
Nope. I heard that nice and make you itch. Yeah.
You
gotta
drink water. If you don't
drink
water, that shit is on you. But all you gotta do is drink some water. That's it. That's it. It ain't like it turn you into a goddamn. I don't know, something to itch. Got though. What you talking about this week, got though?
You got anything else?
No.
Oh, we got picks. Oh, I got a pick, nigga.
All right, well, you do your pick first.
Oh, buddy. Oh,
man.
So, can I see that speaker? Should I turn on the speaker or not?
You can turn the speaker on. That's
cool. All right. So, I've never really listened to Sada Baby, except for the song he did with Oba Roland. Shout out to Oba. I like that song. It's really funny. I laughed. I've heard other little songs. Like, I see, like, clips on like, Facebook and shit or whatever. You know, you can catch his shit around, you know. And I always laugh, Coke. But, yeah, long story short, I seen he had an album out, and I was like, I'm probably not going to listen to it. I was like, but why the fuck not? And I clicked on it, and I did not regret it.
See, you was fronting on my man.
I wasn't really fronting on him. I just, you know, it was like, eh. Because I don't, you know, the Detroit piano, every song can get a little bit, you know.
I got a nigga like that I see all the time. He like, we should get in the studio. We should make some music. I be like, studio upstairs. And the nigga just leave.
It was Sada Baby?
No, nigga. Damn.
I'm thinking.
What side are you gonna play though?
Let's see, that's why I gotta figure it out, man. Cause it's. I think I like this song. This shit, I don't know which one, man. Hood Rich Scuba. I think it's I'm gonna play this one. I don't remember, man. All these mugs is entertaining, dog.
I'm gonna play something off that boogie album.
This one, I'm gonna go with Ed Moore. Cause this one, when I was like, okay. This one, I was like, all right, I might like this nigga. So I'm gonna go all with right, this let's one. Hear it. It's called Ed Moore, Offside of Baby New Shit. Oh, you know what?
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. This side of it's a feature on here? What's the feature?
No. It ain't listed. So is this side of baby singing this?
Maybe it is. Oh, this song is new shit, dude. I ain't listening to this shit yet. He gonna make it. I mean, do them niggas sleepers got cool like that? Who them niggas in blue above the sleeper?
T Grizzly.
Fuck no.
I get him credit.
Fuck no.
Ella May. Her. Him. No, Eric Bellinger a little.
Hell no, I've been listening to a Eric little. Bellinger since like 2000.
I said a little. Shit, that Love Train shit, that Lost in London, that I'm a fan of her now. That shit is, of course, I can't really say they broke her because I like her now. But man, oh man, she got some good music.
Can I play it from your phone since you already connected? Yeah. But naked.
Connected, you was right. Cut red naked.
I'm not respecting your man.
Respect. They would never let me be a crip. Hey, nigga, you are embarrassed.
I mean, I'm sure it's a
process. You sitting curl rib necked.
I'm sure it's a process.
Stop doing your podcast right now.
I think you just pull up and then you cripping.
Oh, they gonna let me because they gonna be like, oh,
this yeah. This is Boogie. It's actually an interlude, but it's called LOL SMH.
It's whack already. It was hard. You was tapping your toe.
It was decent the whole time.
I played the wrong song too, but that was still cool.
No, that shit was hard though.
No, I wasn't supposed to play that song. It might have been the one before.
I'm glad you played that one.
Yo. LOL, crying face, make me shake my head.
You good?
There you go. Step on me now, placed on a pedestal, they find me dead. That's fucked up. Yeah, that water under the bridge, just use that shit as a charter. Man, my friendship be a channel for all the pain you can't harbor. It's hard for me to be happy, wish my girl with this dummy. I done showed you all my ugly, but why the fuck you ain't judge me? No, my skin ain't thick as thin, it probably bleed soon as you touch me. I love it if you hate me, I hate that you fucking love me. I've been up and broken up again and still can't see the difference. That's that shit that won't speak about, like niggas killing niggas. Man, my bro on the brink of being broke. He on the bridge without a rope. It hit my heart to see the world. Bro, they ran him low. Plus he got a 6-month-old and he could barely keep a fed. He gotta deal with baby mama hanging shit over his head. Man, I wanna tell him, fuck it, bro, I know you ain't no sucker. But I see it in his face, man, he hate that he fucking love him. Shit hit me deep, I'm like, storm me out if I stutter and say. I get my arm and my leg to get this out my head. It's crazy. Step on me now, placed on a pedestal, they find me dead. Yeah. Forever blunt, tobacco gut sitting in my bed. You could swim forever if you see these tears that I didn't shed.
It's not over yet.
I don't know why you're shaking your head. Man, I swear. Niggas ain't shit. Fuckboy tendency.
Turn this off. I'm wearing some more.
I know you're fighting to be free. Locked in your mind, I'm surprised you think that silence is key. You ain't designed to be blind and lost in the night like you be. I know the hurt in your eyes on mine, you remind me of me. And it's a lot we don't see. Gotta be tough, cause acting tough all day. Show the shrug, cause show the world you give no fucks all day. Plus got a story I can never show you. Scared if you open up, nigga, just might have leverage on you. And I'm like, God, why you dig your line, but you ain't been replying? I'm like, God, say you had my back, but nigga, you been lying. I'm like, God, it's gold I got inside, my shit is need refining, And yeah, sometimes I need reminding, remind me that I'm gon' be straight. Remind me if my heart do break, remind me that it's gon' reshape. Remind me, nigga, stay your ground, remind me not to call Janae. I helped her get up on her feet for me to see her walk away, SMH.
I don't know why you shaking your head. Man, I swear, niggas ain't shit. Fuck. You like doing some fuckboy shit. Fuckboy tendency. You just
yeah,
a fuckboy.
Yeah. Here you go. Every nigga main is just another nigga sideline. My hoes won't know I'm coming if this plane don't got Wi-Fi. Why I'm over shit when I be under the influence. Awake up feeling bad to know the home that I just ruined. Don't think that you booming and think you home because you 10 bags up. Too much pressure to be on social.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Back to this mission I carry out. When you win, you trying to diss it on God. We gon' air it out. The creator feeling sorry, I'm dying to get him off me. Line up around the corner to get in your pity party. Pissed cause you pick me apart, but don't ever pick me up. Ain't no gift for emoji to pick how much I don't give a fuck. It really go, please don't compare me to niggas not in my league. If I tricked on any bitch, no, it's more I got up my sleeve. Ain't no dreams of being Mikey, can't do shit for me. I'm trying to be like Weed, a nigga, that's my big homie. Free him, no. Training me in hell, niggas got derailed. I don't need a scale, everything for sale. LOL, and then I shake my head. Step on me now, placed on a pedestal, they find me dead. Fuck, man.
Fucking time to come from Compton to go to Hollywood. Fucking dinner, bitch.
Okay. I'm gonna listen to that.
Lil Nick can rap a little bit.
That was nice. You ever have one of them like, yeah, I said some shit, I hope they wasn't listening?
What you mean?
You know, like, yeah. How many times you ever woke up to get dick sucked? Like, I probably shouldn't be talking about that because somebody gonna talk to me about that later. But then a song like that play, like, yeah, bitch, I hope you listening.
yeah.
It's like, I'm just joking.
I I ain't that drunk.
I ain't drunk at all. I'm not drunk at all.
But yeah, that's my take. I said a joke. No, but I was listening to the album this morning while I was getting ready. I made through the whole thing.
Is it more music like that, or is it like some?
It's a bunch of different stuff. It's some more up tempo stuff, but it's not all like.
I want to hear that.
I mean, no, it's some more of that on there for sure, but it's an Eminem verse on the album too. And the first half of the verse, I'm not gonna lie, I'm like, all right, this thing, he rapping a little bit, but then he. The second half of the verse, he went back to that goddamn hippity hoo blah. What
you say? You said something.
That shit pissed me the fuck off because I'm really on this nigga's side. Like, bro, this nigga, what that shit, that fucking, that goddamn 4-inch door hinge. Shut the fuck up.
Four door.
Like, shut the fuck up. You need more napkins, face ass. Shut up. Damn,
what, damn
you hear that shit? Man, get the fuck out of here. Let's let Boogie rap. He don't need a feature for
you. Was you here when I was freestyling like that? That was cold.
No, I wasn't.
You gotta be here, man. You seen that? We could exit on the Flores and Cook Up track list that I leaked again.
Man. Fuck out. This nigga done put out 30 track lists, not one track.
Hey, some of them, I still got verses to a lot of them songs.
Where they at, though?
In my phone.
How do that help us?
Because, nigga, it's over now. I can't put that shit out.
Why?
Because it don't matter no more.
What? Niggas are still waiting on Detox.
No, they not.
If niggas announce tomorrow that Detox is coming out next Friday, niggas gonna be like, oh, yes, it's finally here. You're
probably right.
We've waited our whole lives but for this album.
Did you actually look at the checklist?
Not yet.
Well, you can look at it real quick and tell me which one you think will be the best one.
This is the revised list?
No, that's the original list.
Where's the revised list at?
Ain't no revised. It's that, and then you flip the next two to the left or to the right, whichever way you go.
Don't ride bikes in Uganda. $31.
You ain't gotta read them. You can if you want.
Boner Jams 03. Buttery Hotness. That's a classic right there.
Yes.
Bonzi Wells back.
Yep.
Beef Chuck.
Yep.
Players Only Live Once.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. White Hand Man.
Yep.
It's just only so funny because y'all don't know who White Hand Man they do. Is. Maybe y'all do know who White Hand Man is. Shout out to my dog. All Fuck Day. Ain't Got Time to Take Care of the Next Man's Baby. Another classic. Probably Take Another Nigga to the Movies, Ass Nigga. That's a Drake diss. And Quick Business. Oh, it's more.
It's much more.
Get Out My Coochie. Featuring Drea. What? Nosferatu.
In Pairs.
Fuck Hype Beast. L.O.E. That's Lawrence Over Everything. And we got Popsicle Flow.
Cole.
The Devil Made Me Do It. Aaron Hall and Old English.
That's the like the yeah, that's Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
There's definitely some auntie shit going on with that Aaron Hall and Old English. Nah. The next record is called Fish. That's the auntie shit.
No.
Goddamn. Blame the Muslims. That's a U.S. government diss. Probably, well, drop that one right about now. That's the one.
Yeah, but stay woke.
That's the one that's going to move, so stay woke on that one. Hobba Bobba Flea Flea featuring Drew Macaroni Jewelry.
No, Macaroni Jewelry's the next song.
Oh. Macaroni Jewelry. Check Engine Light.
Hey, Macaroni Jewelry is actually a really dope concept. I should pitch that to you after the podcast.
I stay on.
Remind me of that, please.
$450,000 crack party. Excelsior. Oh, yeah. That's a Tyler Hansbrough diss. His Eye Is On The Sparrow. Now, is that the classic or is that a...
Yes.
It's the classic?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. You got to have something on there that, you know, people can, you know what I'm saying, readily identify. So, okay, we'll go with that. Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind featuring Pootie. That's Pootie Tang, if you ain't know.
Nah, it's just the beat I needed for one of the songs. That's it.
Yeah, that's a long track. That's like more songs than Meek Mill.
That shit gonna be hard, cause all track fire.
You might want to revise the list, update it a little bit though.
You sound like a hater right now.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't tell you to revise Beautiful, nor did I tell you to revise the other shit. Leave me alone.
Oh, I see where this is going. You know what? I know your kind. I seen your type before. My daddy warned me about people like you. Like,
I ain't no vampire.
Hey, vampires is like the weakest of all the like.
Because you just don't allow them in your house.
Bro, you could just, man.
They can't be out with sunlight.
And it's easy because you could just put a, because you never really know that they're a vampire until they do some vampire shit, right? You could just put a sign on and be like, no vampires allowed. You're not invited in. They can't never come in. You'd be like Looney Tunes. You'd like run them and just run in your house and they can't come in.
You just slam the door.
I told you, I used to work with a nigga from Romania, and he was going to Transylvania, like vacationing in Transylvania, him and his wife.
What the fuck is there?
I don't fucking know. But I was telling him, I said, what if a vampire trying to come through your window? He's like, the night closed window. And that's how, if you ever see me, if you ever hear me talk about the night closed window, or if I do this little hand motion, I got that from your video.
Because it's that easy to get rid of them.
That niggas
don't even take
vampires
serious.
Give him some spaghetti.
Vampire?
Do we ever tell the story about when this nigga Quincy was looking for the vampire spaghetti? So you ever seen The Lost Boys?
No.
All right, so they trying to turn this dude like to a vampire. Jeez. No. Even though you know Renee is fire. Top five of Dead or Alive songs of all time.
Song.
But. So the nigga, they try to convert him into a vampire, and they like give him like this soda that's also blood, and they give him this spaghetti, but it's also like worms and maggots and stuff. I don't know why they playing vampire tricks on him, but whatever. So we had cooked tacos on the grill, me and his aunt Clay, and then Quincy was like, you know, what y'all cook? We told him something, and we was like, I cook vampire spaghetti, cause I was making a reference to that shit. This nigga came over here, went in the crib, and was in this bitch for like 10 minutes.
Looking for the vampires.
We didn't see Clay still sitting on the porch. Maybe not 10 minutes. I said maybe a good solid 6 minutes, though. Like, it was long enough to be like, where this nigga at? This nigga come out with a bowl, like, and I just bust out laughing, like, nigga, why you got a bowl?
Hey, I prefer that you got a bowl, too.
But he wanted vampire spaghetti. It's okay, because that shit was hilarious. Found myself at LL Cool Torrents. I never shouted myself out the first time around.
Nope.
Follow the podcast, WT. Why you ain't tell me to do it?
Because usually I say mine and you say yours.
Well, I'm going to add a diss to the Flores and Cook Up track list. It's going to be called... never mind. I'll figure that part out later.
Hit me up at DJ _ Cubby. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Snapchat and I'm on YouTube and I'm on all streaming services, you know. Fuck with me.